This is Gemara Bamitzia, Daf Ayin Ches. We're holding on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. We're eight lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Vinafik Azuzi Kani. Vi Amar Ravam. Another din by Ravam. Hi man, Da'isvi Meya Azuzi Lechavri. Someone lends 100 zuz to his friend. Upare zuza zuza, and he pays him back. One zuz today, another zuz the next day. What's the halacha? Pirayin have it is considered a good payment. That says Rava, they're allowed to pay back in pieces, and the lender can't say no. I want $100 at once. You're allowed to pay back as you wish. Ella says the Gemara disley tarum iskabe. But the lender could complain. Damarlay, why could he complain? Because he could say, you're causing me to lose. If you paid me back 100 zuz at a time, then it would have been easier to watch. But since you only gave me 1 zuz every day, I spent it, I lost it. So it's not a taina that the lender could take him to Bezdin over. But he has tarumais, he could complain. He would have preferred to get back all at once. Continues the Gemara, who gavra the zavin lechamra lechavri. There was someone that sold a donkey to his friend, upashle chad zuza. And 1 zuz remained. It was, let's say, 100 zuz for the donkey. He paid him already 99. And he owes him 1 last zuz. Kael v'nafik azuze. And the one who sold the donkey was going and asking the buyer, I need my last zuz. Yes, Ravashi Kamayin, but Ravashi was looking into the case. Ki agavna ma, yes, Ravashi, what's the din? Kani, I like Kani. Is the buyer kaina the item or not? Do we say lamaisa, he didn't pay up for the item? Or do we say that no, the fact that there was one zuz left, there still is a kinyus. Amrli Mordechai the Ravashi, Hachi Amar Avimi Me Hagrunya Mishmei the Rav, Zuzi Zuzi Dami V'Loi Kani. One zuz Zuzi is Kizuzi Dami is like many zuz, and therefore Loi Kani. Just like if he wouldn't pay for a chunk of it, he wouldn't have a kinyan. So too, if he doesn't pay for one part of it, he doesn't have a kinyan. However, Amrli Rav Acha, Breider Rav Yezer Rav Ashi, on the last line, V'amrini Mishay D'Rava Kani. Ah, we said according to Rava that there is a Kenyan in a similar case. Amrli, Tidargum Shema Yitzcha, B'moicher Sadeyu. Explain the case. Someone who sells his field, Mipnei Ra'asa. Because it is bad quality, as we turn over to Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. Says Rashi, what does it mean? And why does it make a difference, we should say, if he sold his field because of Ra'asa, because of poor quality? Says Rashi, Danan Sadi Deblav Unsa Dezuzi Nami Ave Mizavin La. In such a scenario, then Rav is going to agree that even though the seller wants the last Zuz, it still is a Kenyan. Because he wants to make sure that the buyer doesn't back out. So in such a scenario, there would be a Kenyan, even though he's looking for that last zuz. That's only in a scenario in which one wants to get rid of the field because of its poor quality. But in a regular case, you sell a field. Then, says the Gemara, there's no Kenyan until it is paid in full. Says the Gemara in the top line of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, the following is Pshita. Says the Gemara, if one wanted to sell something for 100, but he couldn't find someone to buy it, so instead he sold something for 200, meaning a different field. He wanted to sell, as Rashi on the third line speaks out, Hayitzarek Lamei Azuzi. Ruvay needs 100 bucks. Varatalim Kersadi Kitana. Bemeyazos. So he says, okay, I'll part with a small field for $100. He couldn't find someone to buy the smaller field. So he sold a larger field for 200. V'kayel v'nafik azuzi. And he's going to get the money that he didn't pay yet. Lo yikani, there's no kinyan. Ella, that is pashid. And in that case, there's no kinyan. Why, says Rashi in the first narrow line? De'anan sadi dal karcha chamoicher ha-moicher. He says, I need the cash. I want to buy another field. So in that case, there's no kidding if he didn't pay in full. But what's the Shaila says? The Gemara three lines down. Ella. And he couldn't find someone to buy this small field. But if he would have been matriach himself, he would have found someone. But he didn't. And he said, oh, I'll just sell the $200 one. Do we say that it's a similar story that he sold him Neira Asa from the fact that he didn't try hard and he just got rid of it, shows that he just needed the cash badly and therefore there would be a kinyan? Or not? Says the Gemara, Teiku, we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi to answer this shaila. We quote the final portion of the Mishnah, six lines down, Ayin Chesamid Aleph. Sochar, Esach Hamar, Vesach Hadar, etc. Vechulu, Soichar Aleyem, Oy Mit'on. The Mishnah concluded that if someone hires a Hamar, a donkey driver, Oy a Kadar, a wagon driver, and in the middle of the deal, the worker backs out, Alocha is that the one who is hiring could hire someone to replace those workers, and he's able to mata, or excuse me, he could trick the first workers. Says the Gemara, ad kama soichar aleim, and the first workers are going to have to pay. So until how much can he hire other workers? Amar Rav Nachman, ad kidei schar, and until the value of their whole schiris. Eser of the Rav Nachman, arba mechamishin zo, says the Braisa, Amar lekitani shebasa chavila. The Yadai, that's talking about a case in which there was a chavila, a bundle of tools of the worker that the employer, that the one that was hiring got. And therefore, he's able to utilize that as well. But let's say the seller, the employer, didn't get anything. Then he's only able to hire according to their wages. Again. Over here it said, ad arbaam v'chamishim, meaning even more than their wages. So the Gemara is answering the reason why here you can do even more. Shabbat chavil yadai, as the last Rashi before the Mishnah speaks out, emyesh biyadai mishalehem harbe. If the employer has the tools of the worker a lot, kederach ha'omnin ha'makavdom aleyem alachem ha'vi'in kli omnis lebeis balabayis, then he can even utilize that. As the worker walked off the job with those tools, that's the reason why he could pay even 40 or 50. Says the Mishnah, Ha-Seicher Ezech Amar Lo'elicha Behar, Vo'elicha Bebeka, Bebeka Vo'elicha Behar. Someone rents a donkey to lead it on the mountain, but the renter went and led it in the valley or vice versa. You rented a car to drive it on the street, and he drove it on a mountain. He drove it in the, off-roading. Afilu, avilicha bar, afilu zu aser milim, the same distance. Umesa, and the animal died. Chayiv. Halacha is that the soicher, the one who rented it, is chayiv. Case number two in the Mishnah. Ha-soicher ezach amar, lalicha bar, valicha babeka, imechlika. The animal slipped, potter, vimohochmav got overheated, chayiv, now you're going to be chayiv, vimohochmav, you're going to be pot, vimachmas ha-mailov, if it had to do with the ascent, then chayiv, the renter is chayiv. Asoich is chamar, vivrika, so rented donkey and became blinded, oshinasa anagriya, or the king took it into service, oimer loy, rishachalaf anecha. The renter could say, here it is, it's yours, I have nothing to do with it. Mesa, Nishra, Chayiv, Lahamiloi, Chamar, if the animal dies or has a broken limb, then the renter has to pay the value of the donkey that's given back a donkey. So says the Gemara, let's understand what's going on in the Mishnah, the intricate halachos of renters. Maishna Reishna Adloika Lamaflig, Maishna Seva the Kamaflig asks the Gemara, and Rashi spills it, speaks out the missing details. Maishna Reishna Adloika Kamaflig, Bein Hochlaka Lahochema, between how the animal died, overheating or slipping, Maishna Seva, why in the Seva Deloy Maflig, we didn't make a difference. Says the Gemara as follows. Amri Dvei Rav Yanai. Reisha, the first case, the first case, it says that the animal died, but then due to slipping, it didn't overheat. It died due to the air that the animal wasn't used to, the area that the renter brought the animal. Avira Daharka, so the Amrina that we could say, Avira Daharka, love Avira, Vamrina Avira the bigger color. It was the location where the animal was that killed it. And that's the reason why the Mishnah said if you brought it to Alichalar, Alichalar, Bikav, Bikav, Alichalar, you're going to be Chayiv because we could just simply say it was the location that caused the issue. Teretz number one. Four lines of the bottom. Rizmer Chanina Amar, Gonshemesa Machmas Ufsina. The case is it died due to exhaustion. Again, had to do with where you brought the animal. A snake bit it where it was. And again, therefore the renter is chayiv. And a fourth says Rameir right away, Nikra Gazlan, you're called a Gazlan. So four pshatim, why when the Mishnah opened up and the Mishnah said, Alich la'arv, alich la'beka, and vice versa, the Mishnah said very simply, that you are chayiv, four different ways of explaining that it was the renter was obligated, whether it was the air, whether it was exhaustion, etc., etc. The fourth, last case, the last teretz was Rameir, Nikra Gazlan. So says Rav Gemara on the top of Ayin Chesem and Beis, Hey Rameir, which Rameir, Elim Rameir, did Sava. If this is the Rameir in the case of the dyer, which is what? Did Tinami learn Tinamishnah? At the end of Baba Kama, Noisin Samer, Litzova, Litzvayaloy Edoim, Vitzavay Shachar, Shachar, Vitzavay Edoim. You gave wool to a dyer to dye a particular color and he didn't do the job. Rameir Aymer teaches Rameir. One second, I'm sorry, the Gemara just shrunk. There we go. Rameir Aymer teaches Rameir, Noisin Demet Samaroy. You have to pay the value of the wool. The dyer has to pay him back because he ruined your item. Rav Yehuda Aymer, Mashavach Yisrael Atziyah, Noisle Satziyah, Vimitiz, Yel Shach, Noisle Satshvach. You pay whichever is more. So Mimai, where do we see from the sin of Rameir like our Mishnah? Dilma Shiny Awesome, Dekanya Vishine Maisa, which of course was all singing over there. Maybe the reason why the dyer has to pay is because it's a Kenyan that happens, Vishine Maisa, when the wool is changed colors. Elohara Meir says, and therefore there's no raya that call him Ishana. Anyone who changes is Nikra Gazlan. Says the Gemara, okay, I'll give you another raya. Elohara Meir, the following Rameir, Demigvas Purim, the Rameir of the Purim collection, Ditanya, Migvas Purim, the Purim, the money collected for Purim, let's go for Purim, Migvas Oyerli, Oysoyer, Vein Medaktikin, Bidavar, Aval. But what are you allowed to do, says the Braisa? You're allowed to buy animals with the extra money, shecht it, eat it, and the remainder, the maisar, the remainder of the meat will should be sold and put it into the tzedakah for the aniyim. You can't take anything, it's purely for Purim needs. Unless there was a Tanai that they made in the presence of the townspeople, unless they had specifically spoke out that they're allowed to use the monies for something else. This is Divrei Rav Yaakov Shemer Shemra Meir. Rashbag Mekel, but in this case, Rav Shimon Gamliel is Mekel. that you're allowed to switch around what the money is collected for. But what do we see? We see that according to Reb Meir, you're not allowed to use the money for anything else. So this is going to be the shita that we're quoting, that according to Reb Meir, kol mishana, if you switch anything, nikra gazlin. Says the Gemara again, no raya, why not? Delma asanami the daita purim with yavle, they gave it explicitly for purim, adaita minachrina lo yavle, but it's not necessarily a raya to Reb Meir shita by us. Eloha Reb Meir, about 20 lines from the wide lines, the first word of the line is the midiachrini, the third attempt, which Reb Meir, the tani of Shimon Elazar, I'm Rishim Reb Meir. Ha, no, you see, dinner the ani, if someone gives a dinner the ani. Likach loichol to buy a shirt, loichach buy talis. He's not allowed to buy a talis. Talis, he wanted to buy a talis, loichach buy cholik. Mimeshem haver adas balabais. So clearly, Reb Meir is of the opinion that you can't not listen to the balabais. That's going to be the same reason of Reb Meir by us, that if you change, nikra gazlin. Says Gemara, tell me shani asam to asal mechshad ya. Maybe that case is different. Cause if you buy the right item, people will come to suspect. Damri inchi amar plani zvani le labusha amar zvani amar planya zavina le labusha le planya anya. So and so said, I'm going to buy a garment for so and so the ani v'lo zavale, and you buy it for him. So that's the reason why you're not allowed to not buy that which you said. If you said you buy a talis, can't buy a shirt, etc. Now zavani le gleim v'lo zavale imkayin listim neachshad. So says the Gemara. So Brisha should say neachshad. My mibnei shemaver al dash al babayis. The way that we're explaining right now is like, dude, that you're being maver al das baal bais. Is that people are going to suspect that the baal bais didn't fulfill his words. Shema mina mishum deshanihu. Must be, you're right. It's because you deviated. V'chola maver al das baal bais. Anyone who changes from the das baal bais, nikra gazlon, is called a gazlon. That is going to be the shita of Reb Meir, proven from this case of noisin dinar la'ani lich lecholok. And he bought something else. Continues the Gemara, six lines from the wide lines. Asiches chamar vehivrika. Someone is hires, he rents a donkey, and the donkey slips. He could say, Arei shalcha, excuse me, vehivrika. We have to see exactly what that means. Something breaks. Arei shalcha lefanecha. Says the Gemara, my hivrika. Hachatar gimo, norita. Over here, they translate avrika as norita, that the animal became blind. Rav Amar Avzakas, it means breaking that part of one of the bones of the animal broke. Ahud Amar Lahu, someone said this right, Avzakas v'milsa demalka. I saw moths eating away the clothing of the king. Amar Lahu v'mai, Batli, Batli Kasef, oi Batli Zav. Which garments did you see the moths in, the silver or the gold? Ikidami Batli Kasef Amar v'katlua. That he said he saw it on the silver garments. And they executed him, and they let him go. Either they realized he was lying. Why? Because moths don't eat flax. And when he said silver, he meant flax. Or it meant that he said gold. They knew he was telling the truth. And therefore, they let him go. Continues the Gemara on the first wide line. Or this animal was conscripted into the service of the king. The guy could say, Harei shalcha lefanecha. Amaref, on the first white line, Laishanu ala benagra chayzeres. This is only referring to temporary service to the king, and eventually the animal will be returned. Aval anagra shedu chazeres, chayv la amlu chamar, you gotta give a different animal. Ushmul amar, no, benagra chazeres, benagra shedu chazeres, and benagra chalicha nila. If they take the animal as you were going with it, Stam, I'm Larry Shalfanach, the renter did nothing wrong. Then but if it wasn't in the way of walking, then he cannot say Ari Shalfanach. And he rather has to pay him back a different animal. Rav and Shmuel. Meisve asked the Gemara on the sheet of Shmuel. Five lines into the wide lines, that's Khamar Vevrika. Or it became a shaita. That's going to be the difference when you pay back an animal or not. According to Shmuel, there's no difference between an agra chazeres and an agra sheino chazeres. Asks the Gemara. This price is shver and shmuel. V'chi tima, maybe you're gonna tell me l'shmuel nami loy kasha gamish derech halichasa nil gamish shlobi derech halichasa nil like shmuel differentiated. Hamid ektani seva, but for the end of the price instead of shmuel lazo imer in be derech halichasa nil amlo shachom nechem lave chayv amlo chamar. For the fact of Shimon Elazar Gufa says that chilek in the brisa is clear. There's no chilek. So how's Shmuel gonna answer? Say Shmuel, what's the kasha in this brisa? I only give Shimon Elazar. Another Amri give Shimon Elazar teretz number one. Classical says to Gemara, see that the whole price is really Shimon Elazar, and it's explaining itself as false. We turn over to Ayin Tessa, and I'll give Shimon Elazar. Sorry, we don't have the page in front of us, but just two more lines. Shayyav Shimon Elazar, Aymer Amdel Chasa Nilam. Aymer Lai Rishal Chalav Nechavim Lav, Chayav Lam Lechamar. Acher, we'll pick it up from here, continuing to ask within the opinion of Shmuel, Shimon Elazar, etc. B'siyata Dishmaya.